Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy. Heard on Blog Talk Radio, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and internationally. Imagine in seconds this show, which is so heartwarming and tender, will reach listeners in any country in the world. Just hold one little minute. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, Kathy. How are you?
I am just divaliciously divine, and I just introduced One Family at a Time, Compassionate Care, and Companionship. Now, before I turn the microphone over to Jenny, you need to know that we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many, and it doesn't have to be that way. But they just don't know what to do. There are so many seniors and even octogenarians. People are living longer, but they want to stay in their own home. Now, the show is archived, One Family at a Time, and I will turn the microphone over to Jenny in just a few seconds. But get your pen and pad out and write down www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Click on February 17th, 2017. And the show topic is One Family at a Time, Compassionate Care and Companionship. So, Jenny Pierce, the founder of Team Love Home Care, welcome. The world is ready to hear your story, heartwarming and passionate. When and where did it all start?
Thank you, Kathy. I have always had a passion for helping people in need. When I was 13 years old, I began caring for my Aunt Jean. She was paralyzed on one side of her body. From then on, I knew what I was set out to do. This passion has now evolved into Team Love Home Care. Our mission at Team Love Home Care is compassionate care, one family at a time. A growing number of elderly people are fighting to stay in their home in the golden years, and we are there to make that wish come true. Team Love serves Walworth County and its surrounding areas. We care for the elderly and handicapped. We take care of all the household needs necessary for people to stay in the comfort of their home. Team Love is also there to take you on any outing, including shopping, doctor appointments, or even a dinner date.
Do you have a contact number?
Yes, you can contact Team Love. The website is www.teamlovehomecare.com or my email at jenny@teamlovehomecare.com.
How does one, at what point in one's life do they need to know or they get the epiphany that I need to have a caretaker or a caregiver? Is this for men and women, all ages, all ethnicities? What is your criteria for you to say, yes, I'm here to help you?
Yes, most definitely. We serve all men, women, even children. We've taken care of handicapped children. There really is no criteria for what one might need to meet. We have cared for people in their 60s that just need a little bit of extra help in the house. But most of the time, we go into the home and the person has fallen or something, a big event has happened in their life where they realize that they need some help in the home. And that's where we step in and kind of take it from there.
Now, after you have been contacted, how do you interview? Do you set up a meeting with the family? What are the steps that you take to see if this is going to resonate, that you're a match?
Yes, we usually set up a phone interview. A lot of the times the family likes to do that because some of the family doesn't live around the area, so they can't meet. And then we'll have a meeting at the home, and we set up a series of questions that the family usually asks, and we decide what care they'll need from that point on.
All right, now, Jenny, this is hypothetical. Let's say that my mother needs help, and I contact you, and you come out and interview, And if mama ain't happy, what do you do? How do you handle that situation?
So
if
a
it's
lot
going
of times,
to be a disgruntled person.
Yes, a lot of times, and actually we have had that happen. And, you know, the customer is always right. So we just try to figure out what it is that they're not happy with. And we're in their home, so we want to make them, as well as the family members, feel comfortable with us being there. They may have just met us, so they don't fully trust us, and we want them to gain our trust. So anything that they want us to do, even if it's out of the ordinary, we're going to do to make them comfortable and happy. And we'll address the situation again later on if they're still not happy or satisfied with the care.
Now, do you, with this disgruntled person, and you know that she needs help, there's no question about it, are you free, do you have the liberty to give out telephone numbers of clients that you're taking care of now to get a testimony?
I think I would have to ask them first, but definitely I think that would be something that would be a good idea. And I think another thing, too, is kind of let the client know that the doctors could help them have to come into the home. Sorry, go ahead, Cassie.
What are their fears? What are their fears, Jenny? The person that you want to take care of. What is it behind it all? Is it non-acceptance of their age, non-acceptance of their physical condition, or is it a combination of everything?
I definitely think it's a combination of everything, you know, and I'm not at that point, but I see it all the time, and it's hard to let somebody in your home and start taking over. And one of the things that I actually say to the family and to the people that we'd be taking care of is we're not here to have you sit and us do everything. We're here to keep you in your home and to keep you strong. And that's why we're going to assist you. We're not going to do everything. And I think that actually could be a turning point to hear that for some people, because knowing that we're going to be there to push them and to do things with them rather for them, unless they need us to do it for them. But most of the time, we work as a team.
You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And our special guest is Jenny Pierce, caretaker, caregiver extraordinaire. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Now, the show is archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on February 17th, 2017, and One Family at a Time. Please give your, before I go on with my commentary, give them your email and your website again, how to contact you.
My website is www.teamlovehomecare.com, and my email is jenny@teamlovehomecare.com.
A caretaker, caregiver, it's a person that's in charge of maintaining the health and the well-being of a person, personified as a person who takes care of another, a person who takes care of a vulnerable person. And when I say vulnerable, they're usually the ones that are in denial. So how important is it to have this upfront meeting one-on-one with the person that you need to take care of and the people, her family, friends, or whomever, that are suggesting and advising her or he to have home care, to have someone come in to take care of them?
It's very essential, and I think a lot of the times the client doesn't even realize the things that are needed to be taken care of. And the meetings sometimes get canceled, they get pushed back. But as soon as we are in their home for over, I've noticed 1 to 2 weeks, they say, wow, they step back and they say, wow, this is going to keep me in my home. I'll welcome you in my home, and I will not have to go to a nursing home at this time. And I think that is a really big eye-opener for a lot of them.
During your interviewing, this is very essential, do you insist on just having a one-on-one with the person that you're going to be taking care of without any chatter from anyone else in the family?
know a lot of, yes, and I do try to do that. And sometimes the family isn't even the one that contacts me, but if they are, it's very hard to have them step back from the situation because they're so involved. But later on down the road, if and when we start the care, that's definitely very important to have a separate relationship with the client and the family. And I also I also like to include the family members. A lot of times they like to have emails sent or different things, just letting them know we're here for you and your family member. Yes, we're taking care of them, but we're also here to assist you in anything that you may want to know that is going on in the home.
Is there a minimum contract? For example, if you come out and you say, yes, we're going to accept this challenge, are they committed to 1 month, 3 months, years, or is this on a weekly basis?
So we go day by day, minute by minute. I have a two-hour minimum, if that's what you mean. But even that sometimes doesn't abide. Like if somebody needs something, you know, we'll go out of our way to make an effort to do that, even if it's just for a half hour. And I also have a 24-hour cancellation fee, which I'm pretty lenient on as well, because sometimes things happen and they just don't need us, and that's okay too.
Now, I was more interested in giving them an idea and how. What is your shortest case and what has been your longest challenge?
Okay.
Day-wise,
so
month-wise?
We help people sometimes once a week, sometimes 7 days a week. And as long as we do short-term, long-term, right now we can't provide 24-hour care, but we've done from 8 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, and we'll have 2 to 3 different girls do the shift. Whatever the family needs, we try to provide that care for them. Mm-hmm.
No, depending on, it's almost relative. It depends on the person. Do you have younger children versus older adults? Give us a full scope of who would qualify for your service. Age, and we know that men, women, ethnicities, but what is your youngest and your oldest? And give us an example of how it has changed the quality of their life.
So we don't have any age acceptance that we wouldn't take. I mean, we have a lady that we take care of who will be 100. Actually, next month she's going to be 100. And we just got another client that is a young boy. He's 8 years old. That's actually the youngest I've taken care of. I've taken care of a 17-year-old boy, or man, I would say. We don't have any restrictions on what age we would take care of. Most of the care at this point is geared towards elderly, but we are open to anything.
Any situation. Now, the 100-year-old,
situation,
the
yes.
centenarian, I am just so impressed. Does she live alone?
She does. She lives alone. She still drives. And, you know, yes. And at first, we started going into the home only once a month. That's it. And in the past 5 years, she's still resistant. But I just would go over and not even act as I'm doing a job. Just go over for some tea and do a few things before I left. And sometimes she would have her eyes open and say, wow, come back Friday and help me clean. And she's 100.
Oh, and where is her family? This is so amazing. So wait a minute, all of you out there. You don't have to be in God's waiting room. And Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And our bodies and brains don't age. We do. We allow it by our choices. So how does her family, where is her family?
So her family actually lives in North Carolina, so they're not around very much. And I think what you just said is one of the biggest things that I've noticed for the people that we take care of to be happy and to be healthy in that age is mind over matter. Just knowing that you're going to do this and nothing's going to stop you. Yeah, we may be here to help you with a few things, but we're not here in your home to take over, and that's why they're still living.
And how long has she been in your care?
for about 5 years now.
5 years?
Yes. Yes, I started that, with her before I started the business. So she came on to the business. She was one of my first clients.
Oh, when you see her, be sure and give her a hug from the universe. From all of us to her. That is just amazing. Just amazing. Now, when you get a invitation to go and visit, it's the initial phone call. And do you look for an opening? Do you ask them, like, well, are your eyes bothering you, or is it that you don't have energy? Have you talked to your doctor? Give us an idea of the sequence, the one step at a time, the questions that you ask.
So a lot of times I don't ask them any questions at first because I don't want to overwhelm them. One, they don't know me, and two, they don't even know if we're going to help, if I'm going to care for them. So the initial conversation is just, hi, I'm Jenny Pierce, how are you? And if I let them run with it, and they give me the information, and I set up a time to meet with either them or the family, and we go over the questions when we meet. And a lot of times we talk one or two times before we meet then, and I let them just kind of run the conversation. Because I don't want to overwhelm them.
Sure. Because you have to remember, I love Roger Whittaker, and my land is Kenya. You only have one mama. You only have one papa. You only have one life, no matter who you are. And all of you out there, remember, this is your life. There are no dress rehearsals. And Jenny and her team want to help you live your life like it's golden. So before I go into what works and what doesn't, let's just talk about the person that's going to need your care. Now, take a moment and think. We talked about their greatest fear, but what is the common denominator in there? Oh, my God, I don't need this. What's going on here? Am I dying? What are their thoughts?
That is one of their thoughts. Or if they also think, if I let you and your team into my home, I'm going to lose my independence. But what they don't understand is that us coming into their home is going to gain their independence. So when we help them clean or do their dishes, when we're not there, they can do the things they enjoy, like enjoy each other if they're still together in the home. Or if they're alone, they can go for a walk and not be tired because they...
So what they need to be convinced of is that it's the quality of life that's going to improve, and that it's going to take the pressure off of the family members that are taking care of them during the week, 24/7. Now, before I tell you my experience, I want to remind you that you're listening to Live with Kathy, and our guest is Jenny Pierce, and she is the founder of Compassionate Care and Companionship, One Family at a Time, Team Love, Home Care. In a heartbeat, you need to get in touch with her. Now, the show is archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Click on February 17th, 2017, One Family at a Time. Now, Jenny is going to get the link. And how, you see, sharing your message on internet radio is powerful, because this is how it's going to work. I'm going to send Jenny the link. She then is going to review it, send the link, forward it to her email database. And she's going to encourage them to forward the message, because this is vital now. Remember I said earlier that we're living longer, and the quality of life has eluded many. It doesn't have to be that way. By a simple click of the button, you could hear Jenny's story, you could get in touch with her, and perhaps you would want it for yourself. Now, my personal endorsement. I come from the big city of Chicago, traveled the world. Anyway, had a very tragic happening last year in June. Bill, my husband of 64 years, passed away suddenly of a heart attack. And from Chicago, big city, Schaumburg, Illinois, wherever I was living, it was Schaumburg, the family took over, Bill, Bob, and Cindy, and I found myself in Lake Geneva. And it's a resort town. It's really quite lovely. However, they found out about Team Love Home Care, and I have the pleasure of having Jenny just chauffeur me all over the area to get my chores done once a week, and it's 2 hours. And it is so much fun. Now, remember, she's 20-something, and I'm old enough to be her Nana. And if Nana ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. But I look forward to it. I find myself saying, oh, goodness, I'm running low on this, or I have to get to the advertising company, or I have to get to Walmart. And I go, ah, you don't have to worry about it, because Jenny will be here on Monday, this coming Monday, and we will get all of my little chores done. And it takes the angst away from me, because if it were not for Team Love and Home Care, I have to say this, but Lake Geneva doesn't have any public transportation, and we weren't aware of it, but that's okay. So don't you see how this could possibly your life better and those that are sitting there just perhaps vegetating, and they need an outside influence to get them excited about their life again? When you're talking to the person that you're going to be taking care of, do you encourage them to talk about their childhood and what their likes and dislikes are, so on and so forth?
Most definitely. And I've noticed that a lot of the clients that we do take care of, that's what they like to talk about. And, you know, it may seem too personal at first, but I think that they like when you ask them about their life, because we're in their home. We're going to become in their life. And I, you know, we want to know a little bit about their history, and they will dive deep into it. I don't think I've had one client that doesn't enjoy talking about their past, because it makes them remember who they are and where they came from.
The interesting thing is, let's go back to the potential client of yours. If that person is reluctant to talk about anything and they're just being a pouty pigeon, do you have to ask for help from a trusted family member? What happens when you have this roadblock in getting through to them that you're not taking over their life, that you're just enhancing the quality of their life?
Yes, and we've actually come across that plenty of times. We have each client is so different. So finding out what they want is what we do. And I've had this one family where if I call their family members, they get very upset with me. He said, I'm paying you. I'm in charge. Don't call my son. And I said, okay, I understand that. I will appreciate that. I will expect or respect that. And then there are some families who are, call my son, I don't want to deal with it, have all questions and concerns and dealing with them. And so that's what we do. So we have to find out what each individual wants and go with it from there.
Mm. What I'm really impressed with Team Love and Home Care, that we're just going to digress from the one-on-one, and you've come up with a customer satisfaction survey. And you have others, I understand, that are working with you, and the caregiver's name, client's name and date. And this is so essential because, Jenny, when we have someone on our team, they're reflecting on us, and your reputation is stellar. So each one of you, when you have embraced Team Love and Home Care, how would you rate the Team Love experience? Friendliness, courtesy of your care provider, very poor, poor, fair, good, excellent. Punctuality of the staff member, overall professional look and attire, attentiveness to your needs, Would you recommend teen love to a friend or family member? And what do you think could have been done differently or better to suit your specific needs? This is essential, because if you don't have this open, trusted communication, how are you going to know, and how are you going to fulfill the needs of that person? So with your constant contact with the person, do you relate back to the mother, father, husband, wife, spouse, whoever called you? Are you in touch with them without the client knowing that you're being in touch with the family member?
You know, each situation is different again, and there hasn't been many cases where that's the situation, but sometimes there has to be. If a certain client is in danger, or there's something that is just not suitable for them to still be in the home, I may have to contact the family and let them know this is either A, out of our hands, or B, somebody in the family needs to step in because I no longer can push them or direct them. The family needs to step in.
Okay, now I need to ask something that I'm sure they're all wondering. Is there any insurance out there that covers this? Health insurance? Oh, really?
Yes, there is. And Team Love is just private pay, so we don't accept any of the insurances at this time, but there are other services that provide care through the insurance companies.
Oh, but you don't, that isn't a part of your aspect, but you're obviously leaning toward that at time.
Most definitely, yes.
So this has been absolutely enlightening. And if I don't know if you all got the message here, that what Jenny is saying, that she listens and she hears, and she respects the desire of not only the client, but of the family. And to take one step at a time, all of you out there that are going to hear this conversation, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many. It doesn't have to be that way. And darlings, don't be afraid of calling or getting in touch with Jenny, who is the founder of Team Love and Home Care. Her duty is just to make you and your life comfortable. It's not threatening. And no one has gotten any news about your health. This is highly confidential. Now, dear heart, we only have about a minute and 49 seconds. So let's review just very quickly your history and your contact information. And I will remind all of you, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on February 17th, and the topic is One Family at a Time. Jenny, give them your contact information and your vision for home care.
Kathy, what a pleasure it was to talk with you today. I'm so thankful for our time, and I hope that my message was heard. I want everyone to know Team Love is available to you and your loved ones. You can contact me. Our website is www.teamlovehomecare.com, and my email is jenny@teamlovehomecare.com.
Jenny is spelled J-E-N-N-Y. It has been my pleasure. And without this information, people are struggling with their lives and they're so unhappy. Remember, this is your life, your choice. This is not a dress rehearsal. So get in touch with Jenny Pierce at jenny@teamlovehomecare.com. It has indeed been my pleasure. And remember, the body and the brain don't age. You're aging. It's your choices. So make the choice to make the contact. It will change the quality of your life and everyone around you. Thank you, Jenny. Au revoir.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.